No, we try to make sure that everybody who's open to it, you know, has this kind of fun experience. And so it's not about dining where we tell you how to eat a dish or what wine you are supposed to drink with what you're eating. It's about you, not about us.
Savage 20 WGN. It is Dane Neal here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And Beth, we talk to a lot of stars of the food world all the time on the program, but this is the time of year when you can be your own star of your own party.
That's right.
Whatever you're doing. You make those memories with family and friends. And on the line, someone who's been making those memories for so many years, James Beard award-winning ones at places like Charlie Trotter's, The Modern. Of course, we love the presentations at the Aspen Food & Wine Classic. And now at the acclaimed Maple & Ash, the one and only Belinda Chang. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. For so many years, Dane.
Well,
I've been throwing a dinner party every night, I feel like, for a couple of decades. Great.
Well, no, but think about it. Just the awesome responsibility that you have, and you wear it well, and you're excited to do it. But for regular people, you know, like us, you know, we have an event, we stress over it, we want it to be good and memorable in all the positive ways, but you do this thing every night.
It's true, and I think I've learned a few tips and tricks while I've been at it, so always happy to share those.
Well, we're so happy to have you on the show to share with us some tips and tricks with our audience for the holiday season, because this is kind of a stressful time of year for the host and hostess out there, because they want to make it spectacular. They want it to be memorable. They want their guests to leave, you know, with great memories of the evening. And it's kind of overwhelming for people. So love to hear what things you can share with our audience for that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the same for me. Granted, when I'm throwing that nightly dinner party at Maple & Asher on the first floor at 8 Bar, I've got 182 staff
right.
at my beck and call and at the guest beck and call. And I'm in the same boat, you know, if I'm throwing a party at my parents' house in the suburbs for 25 people, or if I'm doing it over here in my apartment downtown, it's just me. So I think I've come up with some pretty fun stuff for this season. You know, we're doing champagne towers. This
yes.
is my new favorite Ooh. Little trick. And I think they are epic looking. I'll bet that very few people have been to a friend's house and walked into just this colossal tower of glasses and then had a bottle of champagne opened. And, you know, this is a great place to show off large format bottles, and they don't have to be champagne. You can find a magnum of Prosecco or a 3-liter, a double magnum of Cava, and then pour down this amazing trickling fountain of sparkling goodness.
Belinda,
wait
a minute, because you are like a culinary thrill seeker, like an adrenaline junkie, right? Because
yeah, I love it.
You got a party, but you add in an element of danger to it, because you know
yeah.
we've talked to you before about sabering, right? And then now you've got the danger of the falling glasses.
Always highway to the wine danger zone with me. So.
I mean, it's not called entertaining for nothing, right? I mean,
That's
it's
right.
supposed to be entertaining and fun, right?
So I've been building them for the last couple weeks just to show it off. And, you know, in the restaurant on New Year's Eve, we started this tradition last year. We'll be doing it this year certainly as well. Anyone who orders a bottle of champagne, you know, a regular standard size bottle of 750, will bring that to the table with the right number of glasses and build a little tower. Granted, you lose a little bit of that bubbly, delicious stuff, but it's such a beautiful, cool presentation. And, you know, the fun thing is I went to the Illinois Math and Science Academy here in Illinois, so I get to use my factorials and my the math skills that I learned there in building these towers. So you
okay,
know, basically,
so I don't have those math skills. How are we going to do this? We need to know how this works.
Yeah.
Are they regular
so
glasses, Belinda, or are these some yeah. kind of special Lego style glasses that magicians
well, there
use?
There are a couple options. So the one that works best, especially if you're going to make a big one, like let's say you're having a party for 100 of your friends, there are those traditional champagne coupes, right? These are the glasses that they say were modeled after a beautiful woman's breast. Maybe it was Helen of Troy in Greece. There's actually these ancient artifact glasses that are in this shape. Some people say they were modeled after Marie Antoinette. So they're those cocktail coupe glasses that have a low bowl and a short stem. And you also see them used for cocktails a lot these days in those sort of
they're
craft cocktail
pretty.
Bars. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're beautiful. And, mm-hmm. you know, you can buy them for $1.50. I've seen them each. So it's easy to get a big collection of those. And the important thing is that whatever kind of glass you use, whether it's just a regular wine glass, I've done it with that, or with these cocktail coupes or champagne coupes, they all have to be exactly the same, right? Because you need a little symmetry so that this whole thing doesn't come crashing down in the middle of your party. So the next thing that you need to figure out is this math part, how big a tower you want to make. So the most simple one is just 2 by 2, right? So you're going to use 4 glasses and you're going to put them down in a square and they're all going to be touching. And then you put one on top. So that's 5 glasses. You open a bottle of champagne, you pour into that top glass and it trickles down beautifully into the other 4 with all of your friends ooing and aahing, or I don't know, maybe it's a family dinner.
That sounds fantastic. That sounds, you know, really spectacular, but I know that it gets better than that, right?
Yeah, right.
We've got more and more layers.
Yeah, so the next level, you can start with 3 by 3, so 9 glasses, and then you put 2 by 2 in the center on top of that, and then 1. So, you know, imagine this whole thing expanded out. I did one the other day which started by 16 by 16, and then 15 by 15, 14 by 14, and all the way up. There's a restaurant every single year in Denver, Colorado, that does one with over 16,000 glasses. So it's in the lobby of the hotel. They've got, you know, lifts and ladders and people bracing for cover with raincoats on, I'd imagine.
are you doing this at Maple and Ash, or is this something? Okay.
We
got to come and see this.
Yeah, so the other thing for if you try this at home, which I think is really fun, just make sure that you do all of this either like on a tray, you know, on top of the table, build it on top of a tray, or build it on top of a couple tablecloths, because there will be a little bit of drip and you don't want to get the sparkling wine or the champagne that you use all over the floor.
So that is one way to create a huge visual statement, which is just, and it also champagne in those glasses in that way, the physical embodiment of celebration, right?
Yeah.
The party. But you are so known for being able to bring wine in, make it fun, make it approachable, and all of those things. And so when people start thinking about like what wines they should have at their party, are there some out there that are great that people will love and rave about, but aren't those that are going to break the budget?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm looking at my table right now because I'm getting my bottle collection for our family celebration. And, you know, my parents, they're not the wine geek that I am or most of my friends are who work in the business. You know, they just want something that's delicious and they want something that's under $15. So, you know, I love the wine selection at Mariano's grocery store. And these days all over the country, you know, grocery stores have great wine selections, which really makes me happy because I think these days, you know, the winemaking quality is just really great all over the place. So I'm looking for things like, you know, Chardonnays from Burgundy. And I'm not looking for my family celebration to drink, you know, Grand Cru Le Marche, where, you know, I might nix in that bottle for myself, but maybe not for my family. But, you know, I'm looking for like Macon Village from a great producer. Louis Jadot is one that comes to mind. You know, Louis Jadot is one of the biggest producers and landholders in the region of Burgundy in France. And they make epic, you know, mortgage payment style wines. And they also make wines at the base level. So you have the same winemaker making these really amazing wines that are for collectors and for momentous moments that also use the same technology and the same wineries to make wines that are affordable and for every day. So it's kind of like fashion for me. You know, you might have a designer where you love their couture line. You know, I love Vera Wang wedding dresses. I think they're so gorgeous. But, you know, I also love to buy Vera Wang from, you know, a store like Kohl's where she has her different labels. So it's still her design aesthetic, but it's not at the same break the bank price. So I always suggest that people figure out sort of the brands or the wineries that they love and see if they have a second label or a third label that's more appropriate for entertaining and for when you're having big groups and for when you don't want to go crazy.
We want to let the listeners know, of course, we're talking to James Beard Award-winning wine personality Belinda Chang. And throughout your career, you've always been entertaining. That's one element of it, but always educating too, kind of sharing information with. And you mentioned the grocery stores have totally changed, right? There is so much more selection there. And I think it's whether that's supply and demand, they're meeting, I think, a more educated public. As people ask you questions and talk to you with their questions about wine, are you noticing that they're either different, more educated, more in-depth, where you're stepping up your game too?
Oh, absolutely. And I just love it. I think people are so much more adventurous these days. And we opened a steakhouse in the Gold Coast, so I don't think anybody expected that our wine list at Maple & Ash would have anything aside from Cabernet from Napa on it. You know, I mean, that's a pretty classic 1-2 punch. You order a steak dinner with cream spinach and mushrooms, and then you have your favorite Cabernet from California or from Washington State or from Australia. But we put together a list with 650 selections. I've got about, I think, 10,000 bottles on premise right now.
Wow.
And I think the fun thing is that people know what their old reliable and standard is, you know, just like, you know, you always start with a gin and tonic with dinner or whatever your cocktail is, but they're really allowing us to help them stretch and trusting us to explore a little bit and try some different things. So we're having a lot of fun there. I mean, we have verticals, which means, you know, several different vintages of the same wine, of things like German Riesling and of Châteauneuf du Pape Blanc. And these are certainly not the normal steakhouse fare. So I think it's really fun. Not only Chicagoans, but folks all over the country, I think, are drinking better and smarter and drinking more, which I certainly approve of.
Well, you guys are doing, I don't want to say some things right, you're doing a lot of things right, so much, and so many kudos and acclaim coming to Maple & Ash, and it's due in a big part to what it is that you're doing. Like, Beth, you've been there before.
I love,
what are your favorite things? Because is one of the ways that people are making great memories this holiday by going to Maple & Ash.
Absolutely, for holiday celebrations. So, Belinda, I'm sort of geeking out because Maple & Ash is one of my favorite restaurants in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
I absolutely have had every time incredible food and drink, and just the atmosphere is so stunningly gorgeous.
Thank you.
It's just beautiful. My favorite thing that you guys do is bring the martini over.
Yes.
That mini martini is so much fun. It's just fun.
Yeah, I think that's one of my entertaining tricks too, right? Like, everybody starts to have more fun when they've had a drink in them. So why don't you have a little tray of glasses right at the front door, so that first drink gets into everyone's hands as they're taking off their coats? I think, you know, with our restaurant in specific, we had been to so many different steakhouses where it felt a little aggressive, and, you know, it felt like it was a little about the servers just trying to, you know, sell you the most expensive, fancy Wagyu steak and trying to get you to right away order a $100 shellfish tower. But we feel like it should just be about generosity and hospitality and celebration. So the very first moment, like you experience, should be about, here's a free cocktail and here's a bunch of food, and then here's the menu, and then you can move on. And so I think for at home, that sort of same philosophy works really great. I don't think anyone makes it past my threshold typically without having a glass thrust at them of something to drink.
Well, and that's what I felt. I feel every time I go there is that sense of generosity. It's just like you are in kind of in somebody's home for a dinner party in a lot of ways.
So
as I was growing up, my parents loved to entertain. I love to entertain. And the first question as people come in the door after the coat is taken is, what can I get you to drink?
Right.
And so I love that. I love that when I sit down that the cocktail came over and feels very warm and comfortable for sure.
I'm so glad to hear it. It's funny, we're getting ready every year. Our whole entire staff has a pie baking contest. So it's all of the servers and captains and busboys and dishwashers enter these pies. And we always have sort of a moment for all the staff to drink some great things. And so one thing we do, which is a great thing to do with if you have any leftover wine. I don't know if the three of us ever have that at home, but we make something called wine by the glass spiced wine. So we take a bunch of crock pots, and we just use all the different open bottles of wine by the glass that we have. I mean, these are great wines. They've just been open sometimes for a couple hours and maybe for a day. And then we get a little packet of mulling spices. So, you know, you can use whatever you want, peppercorns and cinnamon sticks and allspice and nutmeg.
Great.
And then you just let it warm, and it makes the entire restaurant smell unbelievable and smell like Christmas and the winter holidays. And it's really fun. You add a little brandy or Grand Marnier in there too, and then you've got a party. So that's my other favorite thing to do during the holidays with wine.
Here's the thing, and I was so excited, just as so many of your friends and, of course, fans, that you were coming back to Chicago. So that was great.
Oh,
and got a chance to talk to you before you guys were putting Maple & Ash together. And the one thing about it, and Beth brought it up, and you said that was all part of kind of the building blocks of the thought process, is that the place is thoughtful, right? Is you guys got to sit down with all of your experience from that entire team and think, like, what if we had a place, what would we want it to be like? What would we want it to do? What would we want it to look like, feel like, taste like? And you guys have done that. I mean, so talk a little bit about, before we let you go, just that whole very thoughtful process of building in every element you thought would be important.
Sure, absolutely. I think what we learned, and here's the amazing thing, right? So we have a bunch of people who you would never think would get together and do a steakhouse. So our chef is the youngest American chef to ever win 2 Michelin stars. So that's Chef Danny Grant. So he's one of my partners. And then we have 2 gentlemen who are local Chicagoans, David Pizer and Jim Lasky. And the 4 of us are now partners in this operation, which is really great. We love working together. But we, all 4 of us, love to entertain and go out and celebrate. So we definitely built the space that we would want to hang out in. And pretty much every night that you're there, 1, if not 4 of us are there entertaining our friends. And I think this thoughtfulness extends to, you know, what would we want the server to be like, right? We want him to be fun. You know, we don't want him to be a hipster. We don't want him to be, you know, so overversed on the menu that he's given you a 10-page dissertation on each of the different cows that we butchered for the steaks or anything like that. And we have 6 full-time wine captains. I mean, that's a lot for a restaurant of our size. Because, you know, we want them to just be out there milling around, not, you know, with a quadruple Windsor tie leering over your table. We just want them to be pouring you stuff. And a friend of mine came in the other night and she thought, oh my God, I thought you only did this for me. And I said, what? She said, well, I ordered 1 wine by the glass, but then they poured me 3 additional tastes. Because there were other things that they wanted me to try. And she said, I thought you only did that for me. And then I thought I saw you do that for other people too. But that's what I love, right? I love to go to someone's house or someone's wine cellar and taste a bunch of things. So we try to do that for everyone. And that extends to hundreds of people a day. You know, we're a restaurant where we can serve 1,200 people in a day sometimes. So, you know, we try to make sure that everybody who's open to it, you know, has this kind of fun experience. And so it's not about dining where we tell you how to eat a dish or what wine you are supposed to drink with what you're eating. It's about you, not about us.
It's good stuff. And all of the success is certainly well-deserved, well thought out, as we've said. So before we let you go, give the information so people can get out there to Maple Ash and see you guys and experience it during the holidays.
So we're at 8 West Maple Street at Maple and State, right in the heart of the Gold Coast, a few blocks from Michigan Avenue. And we have 2 concepts. On the 3rd floor, we have a steakhouse called Maple and Ash, where you'll see a proper steakhouse menu. And the 1st floor is called 8 Bar and Patio, where Chef Danny Grant's done a real casual menu with burgers and kale salads and stuff. And we're open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. until I don't even want to tell you how late. So wander in at any time, and we will be there to serve you.
And then, Belinda, too, for those people that just love what you do, and, of course, you're all around the country and a national personality, if you've got any social media you want to share that can keep up with your adventures.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and Instagram stories at Belinda, with the B as in boy, _ Chicago, because it used to be New York, and now I'm home.
Oh, we're so happy to have you back.
Happy to have you back, and 1,200 people a day are happy as well. Belinda, thanks so much for what you do, and thanks for being on the show today.
Happy holidays, you guys.
Thanks, Belinda. Happy holidays.